This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Tuesday, December the 28th is upon us. Yep, hello. Happy New Year to all, and to all a good night, or a good day, or a good morning, or hello. I am grateful for Victoria Keelan being here, and Jay Kirshner, and all of you who are listening around the country on a lot of great radio stations, hundreds of stations, and thousands of people, millions of folks. If I stop and think about it, I think, ooh, imagine that. How important am I? Not so much. The information, I mean, it's one of the things that people that I like about, frankly, where I live is that they don't consider me a broadcaster. Somebody, I'm on a transition team for the new mayor being inaugurated this weekend, and the lady who runs this committee that I'm a part of said when she Googled me, she didn't realize that I was a big-time radio person. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm a radio person, yes. I don't know about big time. I don't even know what that definition means, big time. It's different to everybody. I know that I'm happy to be able to talk to folks and to hear from people and get input and to try to give people things to think about every day. I notice, you know, here I don't really watch the news. You guys watch the news in the morning when I think some of you have on the screens and stuff. I don't do that while we're on the air. I kind of put my mind into a place. My own inquisitive mind brings me around to focusing on things that are not right in front of us. Many program directors say, well, you got to talk about what's in the news. Okay, so what are you going to learn by listening to me tell you one more thing about COVID? Or when I'm just looking at all, I just went through, there are 12 television stations in Los Angeles, and every single one of them is programming the same thing. Now, a program guy would say, well, what does that tell you, Doug? That people are all interested. I'm not sure. Okay, so some people, maybe a lot of people, cater to that crowd. But I think the crowd that is here kind of knows that. You listen to the news on the top of the hour, most of you, so you kind of know what's going on. And we'll tell you what we think is important about those things. But then I want to bring you around to understanding or knowing other things that are going on that would be of interest to you. Most people have a curious mind, but it becomes lazy when you are affected by what's on the boob tube. So, anyway, one of those things is the fact that Joe Biden has signed a law, did you know that, authorizing that the Capitol Police Chief will be able to directly request assistance from federal agencies if there's another January 6th. This is aimed right squarely at what happened January 6th. And then when I was looking at that, I think to myself, it's been almost a year. Next week it will be a year, and it seems like yesterday. And maybe the fact that it keeps being regurgitated and reworked and retired, I mean, what has come out of this? We learned a few things about what a bunch of knuckleheads we have.
Yeah, and there's that too. But remember how the main question, and Jen has posed it here many times, and we've all sort of talked about it.
By the way, Jen's off this week, for those of you who are wondering, where's Jennifer?
Yeah. And so we saw the video, lots of video footage from that day, where there were Capitol Police members moving the barricades aside and just letting people in. Yeah. And everyone was kind of like, well, that's all on camera. That's like, what were they doing?
What are they supposed to be doing? Yeah, exactly. The opposite.
They're supposed to just let people in. Right. So then, and then there was the breakdown of, well, why, you know, Nancy Pelosi supposedly had the power to call in the National Guard, but that didn't happen. So everyone was wondering, where's the real breakdown here? And it turns out after this bipartisan report from the Senate Rules and Homeland Security Committees, they worked together on this. And they said that there was no chain of command. And if there was, no one knew it. No one knew the actual procedure. So that is in part why the National Guard was not called in, because no one had the actual, you know, no one knew, like, it's the phone tree, you know, you start from the top and you move, you work your way down. No one knew. And so the fact that now, I'm happy that Biden signed this into law, so the Capitol Police Chief can call in whomever he needs or she needs, you know. You can, going forward, they have the power now to not go through all the bureaucracy, and they can go directly to the source, which I think is so essential. Maybe January 6th never would have happened. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we wouldn't have had people sitting in Nancy Pelosi's desk or threatening Mike Pence's life. You know, we wouldn't have had, they wouldn't have gotten in that far. They would have just been stopped at the front door.
Yeah, which is where they should have been stopped. People were not doing their jobs. Complete break. It shows you how easily
some of the guards were put their life, you know.
Those movies, White House Down and that bunch of
Olympus Has Fallen.
Yeah, right. So, you know, we think, it's just a movie. But looking at the ridiculous situation that existed, we pay as taxpayers a lot of money to protect the people who are supposedly running our government, whether they're elected or bureaucrats or whatever. And this was a total, if it were me and I were president, I'd dock everybody's pay for that day. Nobody gets paid because you didn't do your job.
Well, there were some people who were exceptional, and they've been awarded with medals, and some people lost their lives. I mean, it was really, and then there was an inordinate amount of people who committed suicide after from the Capitol Police. It was a mess. It was a mess from the top down, and unfortunately a lot of, you know, the
Well, what does that tell you about the organization that is the government?
Yeah,
how much,
exactly.
You know, when you look at all of the touting we've done this week of NASA because of the Webb telescope being launched and how well they put that all together. So why can't that be the way it is across government? Why is it that we pay all of this money for ineptness? This is, you know, it's all part of
the human condition. Well, hopefully this will streamline the process. I mean, obviously, we don't want this sort of thing to ever happen again. Some people maybe do. I don't want to see this happen again. And so hopefully, you know, this will streamline the process and they'll be better prepared next time.
I was talking about the footage as I'm looking at these newscasts. Most every one of them led with the weather. And then, because the weather out here is horrible, and then they led with the shooting. It's like, what a mess it is. And cold. Who wants to come to California and have cold, rainy, wet? Oof. It's only 43 degrees here now. I can have that at home.
I think it's warmer here.
Yeah, it is.
I'm in New Jersey on the coast. I think it's warmer here.
Anyway, I'm looking at all this footage on these various stations, and it's pretty much all the same footage showing the chaos that took place. Here's once again an example of what we were just talking about with the Capitol Police. These guys didn't seem to know what to do. If you haven't heard the story, there was a shooting at an L.A. store, a Burlington coat store. A young a guy goes in and starts trying to rip people off. And you can see the video of what's going on down at the bottom of the escalator. And the police run in and not really sure what's going on. They haven't sized up the situation yet. But they shoot first and then ask questions afterwards. The guy didn't have a gun. He was attacking people. So then now the Monday morning quarterbacks are saying, well, why would you kill somebody that didn't have a weapon, even though he was accosting people? I don't know.
But he did have a weapon in the bike chain.
Well, he was using that
as a weapon. Yeah. He was straight up whipping people with that.
Do you shoot somebody
for that? Am I Monday morning quarterbacking? Would you shoot?
Well, I just think you shoot inside of a department store, full stop.
Yeah, there should be training for other ways to subdue somebody that when there's not another gun in place.
The focus on that sort of thing has been lost because one of the bullets ricocheted and killed a 14-year-old girl. That's what the story has become, that and not this kid that was disrupting things in the store. And so what lesson learned? I don't know. What's the lesson here? I don't understand what the lesson is. Is the lesson you can't, you know, if the police see something like this, they're supposed to take action. What action are they supposed to take?
A taser.
Yeah, I would think a taser, right?
Yeah. Well, but the kid is far enough away from the police when they first saw him that they couldn't.
Or is this an example of maybe where rubber bullets would have been more appropriate, and then it wouldn't have gone through the wall and killed the girl who's 14?
Yeah.
I mean, the bullet went right through the wall and hit her right in the chest in front of her mother. It's yeah. heartbreaking.
Pretty tragic.
But a rubber yeah. bullet wouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I'm not an expert on gaming. I think, Jay, you may be a little more than I am.
No, that's Victoria's territory.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Not really. Like, I own a PlayStation, but that's about it.
Well, that's more than... you're the resident gamer on the show.
Okay, so what is Riot? There's a company called Riot Games.
Right.
All right.
That might be as much as I know. I've heard of the name.
Well, there was a gender discrimination suit against them, and they're going to pay $100 million to a couple of thousand current and former female employees, apparently roughed up by whatever the system is in the company. So this is a lot of money for various, but, you know, we think about there's always these discrimination things. And is the attack on Chris Noth any more than discrimination? I mean, when you take all of the things, when Wexler, or what's his name? Not Wexler. The guy that ran the movie company. What's the guy's name?
Oh, Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein.
Weinstein. Okay. Yeah. Was that, you know, when you think about, is it just terminology here? He did discriminate against women because of his lechery. And so, you know, are these things all part of the same focus, or is there a difference? These women they didn't have advances, and, you know, they discriminated against women on the job. Men got placement ahead of them and that kind of stuff. So
well,
that's
not surprising, because the gaming industry is so heavily male-dominated.
I mean,
there are women in it, but it's... Well, it's just video game development in general. It's so very male-dominated. So I'm not surprised that, you know, the women were saying that they weren't hired, or maybe weren't paid as much as the men, or didn't get a bonus structure the same way. I'm not surprised at that. But, again, you know, as much as we were all fans of Chris Noth, you know, that's a completely different... I mean, these women aren't claiming sexual assault.
Mm-mm.
That's a big difference.
And from that department... the latest in the Ghislaine Maxwell jury deliberations, well, they're still out, right?
They're still deliberating, yep.
Yeah.
They actually just asked on, I think it was on Monday, they requested all kinds of whiteboards and post-it notes, and they are going to be recreating a whole lot of, like, a crime board, it seems like. I don't think that jury's going to come back anytime soon. And then the Theranos, the Elizabeth Holmes trial, they're still deliberating, too.
Yeah, right. All right, 19 after the hour, you're listening to today's conversation on the DJB Show.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hello, this is Discover, and we take customer service very seriously. We know that if you have a question or concern about your credit card, that's a serious matter, and you need to talk to a real person about it. So we offer around-the-clock access to seriously talented representatives in the USA. Again, it's a serious endeavor. The only funny thing about it is Bob. If you call us and Bob answers, you're in for a treat. Get 100% U.S.-based customer service and talk to a real person day or night. Discover. Exceptionally common sense.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the hour, you ready for the update on what's going on social media, the trending things? Well, we're going to start with something that has become all too familiar to people who are traveling a lot on an airplane like I do. The story of a woman who lost it on a plane because of some guy that wouldn't wear his mask, right after this.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
All right, so this woman gets violent, Jay. This guy who was an old-timer who said, nah, I'm not wearing my mask.
No, that's not the full-on case. So this woman on a flight from Tampa to Atlanta on a Delta flight sees a guy not wearing a mask, so she starts yelling at him, berating him. He wasn't wearing his mask because he was eating and drinking. He was in the process of eating and drinking, so that's why he had his mask down. So she is just screaming all kinds of things at him. Eventually,
yeah, but he had no mask on at all.
Him.
I watched the video, too. Like, he had no mask on at all.
But the kicker is she didn't have her mask on either. Her mask was underneath her chin the whole time while she's screaming at this guy.
She seemed really drunk. Like, yeah. Other people were trying to talk to her. She wasn't even making sense.
He called her a Karen. I thought that was interesting.
The flight crew, where they were trying to get her to calm down, eventually they got her to, you know, take it easy, and then police were waiting for her when the plane landed. But I've been on Southwest flights where if you are eating or drinking and you are not in the process of actively bringing something to your mouth, the flight attendants will come by and say you need to keep your mask on until you're actively eating or drinking.
I think that's
it's
ridiculous.
Not just eating or drinking, period.
I've had that happen on a flight on American as well. Somebody came by and I looked at her and I said, really? I had just taken a sip and put the water down. And
what's the point if you don't?
What if I don't want? I'm moving my hand from the drink to the carrot that I was going to take out of the salad and eat it. So she said, well, put
your
mask
on. Well, then she jumped the gun. Yeah, she jumped the gun. But for people who are just sitting and they're, like, lounging and not really actively eating.
This guy was not wearing a mask.
It's degrees.
He was taking it. Yeah, he was taking it very easy. But just the kick out of she wasn't wearing her mask as she's yelling at him to wear the mask.
Mm-hmm. So what's the scoop with Magic Johnson saying he's not going to watch the Lakers series? Well, he was one
the
of the biggest Lakers of all time.
Yeah, the new drama series for HBO. It's about, you know, the Showtime Lakers. That's what they call the Lakers from the 80s and the 90s when they were just totally killing it. And it's going to star John C. Reilly, Sally Field, Jason Segel, and Magic Johnson is just like, I'm not looking forward to it, and I'm going to leave it at that. He says
why?
He has his own series in the works, but he didn't really go into why he's not looking forward to it.
Maybe
it's going to touch on some things that he doesn't like.
That may be it, right? He's not portrayed particularly well, maybe, in the who knows. But sounds like much ado about nothing. Or maybe, look at me, look at me, look at me, 28 after the hour.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. American governors have calibrated their approach to Omicron as an exhausted public reckons with a pandemic that is nearing its 2-year mark. The White House said during his call on Monday, Biden would discuss his administration's response to the Omicron variant and hear from the governors on the needs in their states. As he left the White House, Biden told reporters he received a positive reception from the governors.
They thanked me for the cooperation they're getting. They said they've gotten all that they need. They just want to know what we think is going to happen from here.
Sarah Weddington, an attorney in the landmark Roe v. Wade case, has died, according to statements from friend and former student Susan Hayes and U.S. Representative Lloyd Doggett. She was 76. Weddington attended McMurray University before graduating from the University of Texas School of Law in 1967. This is USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Nicole Hannah-Jones, creator of the 1619 Project, says parents should not be involved in their children's education. As outrageous as that sounds, she tells NBC News what the 1619 Project is all about.
The 1619 Project is a book now. It began as a magazine and a special section of the New York Times. And what it is, it marks the advent of African slavery in the original 13 colonies. So 1619 is the year the first Africans were sold into slavery in Virginia. And what the project argues through a series of essays is that very little about American life today has been left untouched by the legacy of slavery. It is trying to place the slavery as an institution, which is one of the oldest institutions in America, really at the center of the story that we tell ourselves about our country, and to explain so much about American life through that lens. I wouldn't say that we pulled back. And in fact, if you read the expanded essay that is now in the book, you'll see that we strengthened the case about the role of slavery in the American Revolution. What we did do with the original text was clarify. So the original sentence said one of the primary reasons that the colonists decided to declare their independence from Great Britain was to preserve slavery. And what we added were two words, sum up.
It should be noted in 1619, British flagships were bringing slaves to America. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour, we've provided you or planned for another great half hour of yak here on the DJV program. It may not, that doesn't sound so romantic, right? We're yakking. We're having fun talking about what's going on, right? The yakkers, we're yakkers. Jay Kirshner is a yakker. Victoria Keevan is a yakker. Doug Steffen is a yakker. At the controls in our studio in Washington, very quiet fellow named Phil McGeehan. We're on to Thursday, December the 28th. I was just saying to Jay, as I'm looking at the Weather Channel, as I said, most of the time I don't watch television while I'm on the radio. I'm focusing on being on the radio. But here where I am in Los Angeles, it's easy to look at what's going on. And the weather looks, I said this an hour or so ago, I think, how miserable it looks pretty much across the country. 75 degrees in Raleigh and some of those areas in the southeast today. And then 30-something in a few days. The tornado warning where you are in Nashville, Jay, out again, severe thunderstorms, that sort of thing. Meanwhile, the storm Elmer that dumped all that snow up in the mountains where my daughter has been holed up for much longer than she wanted to be. That's moved east, heading into Chicago and the areas which are normally at this time of year, you know, places. I try never to fly through either Chicago or Dallas because there's always a weather event. Summertime, horrible lightning and thunderstorms that go across those flat areas in both Dallas and Chicago. And the wintertime, the snow and the wind and freezing down in Dallas. So kind of that's, I mean, I have a solution for the problem. It's just, I like to, when we talk about things that are going on, I like to at least offer another thought. I don't know, you know, what are you going to do about the weather? Except to be careful driving, that sort of stuff. You say that, and some kid is going to pay no attention to what's going on. You may be careful, but some kid who doesn't know how to drive isn't going to be careful. And bing, bang, boom, before you know it, it's fender bender time or worse. We were mentioning Magic Johnson and how he's not thrilled about this TV show about the Lakers. So I'm looking around for other, I just thought I'd put some sports figures together here. This is not a program about sports because I speak for myself. I don't know anything about most sports, and I therefore don't want to, you know, people laugh. Well, just because you don't know anything about it doesn't keep you from talking about other stuff you don't know anything about. Maybe that's true, but I just don't, I'm not interested. But I am interested in what some athletes are saying about getting shots. You know, the focus has been, ladies, on these people who said, I'm not getting a shot. I'm not going to do it. It's my right, blong, blong, blong. So I noticed there's a sort of a lot of focus. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and LeBron James have done a lot to focus on getting people vaxxed. And so I thought that, you know, that's kind of responsible. It is, maybe you don't think it is because you don't want to, you know, don't like vaxxing, but they're at least speaking out, so that's okay. And I think, don't LeBron James and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, don't they hold water, right, in conversation? People pay attention to them?
Sure. Yeah. That's why they've made this mini-series about them. Or if it's, I don't know if it's a mini-series, if it's a whole series. But it's fictionalized, and there are actors playing them. So maybe Magic doesn't really like that aspect of it.
Yeah, that could be. All right, speaking of sports stars, Tom Brady is on people's minds today because he has a new – you're going to pronounce this for me? Givenchy? How do you pronounce that?
Givenchy.
Yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. Givenchy. How about, let me try this again.
Givenchy.
You think in my years of experience I'd
I was going to say,
it.
Yes.
Not Givenchy. Yeah. Well, I don't wear
the actual stuff. Givenchy dressed Audrey Hepburn in every one of her movies. And I mean, he was the Hollywood's go-to for all the fashion. And but so
Gucci
anyway.
And
so.
All that bunch. There were a bunch of those guys around at the time. All right. So anyway, Brady is going public. He's being interviewed by lots of different magazines and television shows because he's promoting a new clothing line with Givenchy. And among the items for sale is a hoodie that costs $1,275. Now, who's going to, you can look at it, you can see it at Givenchy.com. Who the heck is going to spend
those hoodies in the promise of 50 bucks? Is this just a Brady that he's wearing? Or is this a hoodie that he's selling?
No, it's a hoodie that he's selling. That's what he's promoting.
So it's like a collaboration? Okay.
Yeah, apparently. Right. So, and the headline is, Givenchy hoodie sells for $1,275. And so, anyway, so he's out talking about, you know, he's promoting that stuff, but he's also promoting himself. I don't think he doesn't really talk much about himself, does he? Does he
not really
interview that often? The attention is more often on his wife. But in this interview in the Wall Street Journal, he talks about his Super Bowl days. He talks about the things. I mean, I thought this was all well known. His feelings about Belichick and Kraft and what happened and why it broke. I mean, there's been so much speculation on that. I looked at it and I thought, doesn't he have something new to talk about? And apparently he doesn't. Other than this hoodie, which is $1,275, folks, in case you didn't hear me say that. Are you looking at pictures of it? What is there about that that makes it worth? I guess it's being discounted by some Givenchy.
Yeah, the label. Yep.
That's stupid. Why would you pay that for? I don't get it.
People do.
What am I missing? Why? Just because his name is on it? What is the matter with people's
Well, not just him, but sure, I would imagine he's got some super fans who would, you know, want to have a hoodie that he's designed or has collaborated on. Yeah. But just his in general, I mean, people spend a lot of money on luxury brands, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm never going to be the person in the $500 t-shirt because I think that's stupid. Right. But a lot of people do it.
Yeah. His wife says that he loves clothing way more than I do. He has great taste and understands and really cares about what people want. Really. So then why don't you make one of these Givenchy things for $100 instead of $1,000?
He'd have to make... Because that's because if you team up with a big label like that, then you're going to have to stay in their own price point. You know, you can't... They're not... Givenchy...
Do you have anything from Givenchy?
No.
How to pronounce it.
No. Yeah. No, I do not. But, you know, but you're not going to be able to, you know, if he wants to do a $30 hoodie, then that's a collaboration with Target, not Givenchy. So it's a, you know, there's a big difference.
So who is he doing collaborations these days with Target? Didn't Ellen have a lot of stuff in Target?
Ellen has a line of really cute pet accessories at Petco. I don't know that she's done fashion more than just sneakers.
Mm. All right. Well, anyway, it just
is Ellen's a fashion icon that you think she needs her own line.
Ellen, no, I don't think she's ever been. She always is in jeans and tennis shoes, isn't she?
Yeah,
I love her red carpet looks though.
You do.
The tuxes and the suits. I like that.
Yeah,
she looks slick.
Are the college football games going on, or have they been canceled because of COVID?
I heard, wasn't it like 6 bowl games have been canceled now?
I think so.
So it's a lot. That, you know, certainly doesn't help colleges. I'm sure all the colleges are upset and the players don't get to finish their year. You know, they've earned a spot in the bowls and they don't get to do it. So
right.
It's a mess.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of a mess, the federal judge who's been hearing the case, Purdue Pharma's, say it again, Doug, I'm sounding like a New Englander there, Purdue Pharma's, not like Chucker does farmers. Farmers are, I'm a farmer. I'm not a pharma. Anyway, the Sackler family, right? The people that own the Purdue company, the pharmacy, they were the ones that made OxyContin and basically were capital. They purposely sold this knowing what they, you know, that it was a public health problem. And so they went
and
bankrupt, trying to bury all the money.
Yeah, and the level of how addictive opioids are, especially Oxy, it's just... So they filed for bankruptcy, and this was more of a local New York story where I am, because they were basically siphoning money out of the company. Each week, there was a different SEC filing for one of the members of the company cashing out millions, sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars of stock that they got rid of. And then they would just transfer the money into their personal accounts, knowing that these lawsuits were going to come at them. And then the weird thing is, when they file for bankruptcy as a company for protection against all of these lawsuits, the bankruptcy judge allowed the Sackler family to not be liable for any of this. And this judge overturned it and said, I don't know, you know, the bankruptcy court doesn't have the jurisdiction to even make that ruling. I mean, these are criminal cases that are coming up against them. So, and you know what? I'm happy about this because there are people who have lost their family members, lost their livelihood, lost everything because of this drug. And the Sacklers get to just walk away scot-free when they knew what they were doing. It's like saying, you know, the tobacco companies shouldn't be culpable for any of the havoc that they wreaked on people's lives.
But yet they're still in business. They're still selling their poison.
Oh, well, OxyContin's still going to be made. They're still going to make these opioids. But now they're just, you know, pharmacists won't fill a prescription if you've had it, you know, too recently. They're checking databases now because people are just pharmacy hopping. They would get so addicted they would just go from one pharmacy to the next to try to fill a prescription. Yeah. So it's awful.
Yep. Not a good scene by any stretch of the imagination. I just got an email from somebody who's listening in Massachusetts. And this person basically said, I'm getting sick of everybody talking about Tom Brady. Stop it.
I feel like no one talks about Tom Brady anymore.
There's always a Tom Brady story about Bill Belichick and what happened in New England and how he looks better than Bill. I mean, the news media messages all over Brady and Belichick's a boo because he, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, that's only because Brady's playing well, right?
Yeah, right.
I guess, because if Brady tanked, no one would care.
All right, exactly. 46 past the hour. Here's something else that has not tanked, even though the fellow who is running the company has had his issues. The folks that work for MyPillow, 1,600 American employees in the plant in Minnesota, making all the MyPillow products, all of them. And so you want some deep discounts this time of year. If you take care of everybody else's gift and you take care of yourself, perhaps now is the time for you to do that. Need some new towels for the bathroom? Need to sleep better? Get a good night's rest? You want to... these new weighted blankets are supposedly very popular. I don't like a lot of heavy stuff on me. Do you like to sleep these down comforters and stuff?
I
don't
some,
like.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. I need like a big.
I need weighted stuff down on me. No. I want to be in like all cocoon, but the air around me has to be cold so that I don't get too hot.
Right.
Right.
No, the cold air.
But
is
these
much
weighted blankets, people go nuts for them.
I know they do.
Jen has one. Jen takes a nap with it. She said it's incredible.
Yeah. The gravity blankets, they're amazing.
Yeah. All right, well, if you want one of those, you can save 30% right now at MyPillow.com by using the DJV code. That's one of 60 or 70 different products that they have in the MyPillow product catalog. Who would have thunk it? Start with pillows and go in all these other directions. Really cool stuff. And all the MyPillow products are made 100%. Every component, everything, except for the cotton that they use for the Giza sheets. That comes from Egypt. The rest of it all is in the USA. And remember, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee with everything in the product catalog. Check it out, MyPillow.com. Check out with the DJV code.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Farm and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
So, the sales right now at Kohl's? I mean, you won't want to miss these deals. I got 60% off holiday decor, so I'm set for next year. Fleece for under 20 bucks and 60% off bedding. Even better, I used the Kohl's cash I earned from my holiday shopping, got an extra 20% off, and earned even more Kohl's cash. Who's ready to ring in the savings?
Select styles ends January 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Should we go back to the Pledge of Allegiance here, ladies, or what? Feels like it should be. But no, Chuck Curry is here, our movie moments person, with the theme from the movie Glory. So what are we celebrating here, Chucker?
Denzel Washington, who won an Oscar, first Oscar, I believe, for that movie, Best Supporting Actor, turned 67 years old today. 60 acting credits. I thought he would have more.
Yeah, I would too.
Me, for my money, as good an actor as anyone who's ever lived. I go watch him read a phone book. The guy is great.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. He's fabulous. And I am also surprised. When you think about people like John Wayne, who, when he passed, had made 234 movies over his career. Now,
granted, he's turning him out.
That's a lot. He was turning
him out.
He would say, you know, he just go from one to the next to the next to the next. But
right.
It looks like with some of these actors today, that is what they're doing. It seems like Leonardo DiCaprio.
I'm glad you brought him up. Okay, DiCaprio is very selective about what he does. He works with top-notch directors, best scripts. He does one movie a year. That's lucky. Now, you get a guy like Nicolas Cage, Bruce Willis, and their game plan is how many movies a month can we make for the Walmart DVD shelf? I mean, they've gone to the other spectrum of just churning out.
Okay, but there's a secondary side to this. I want to go see the Licorice Pizza movie.
Yeah.
And the major name and star that anybody and everybody would recognize is a character actor named Bruce McGill, who is at the moment in three different movies. So here's a guy that goes from one, you can sort of tell, okay, this week I'm finished with this movie, next week I'm starting that movie. And he's the kind of a guy that... Yeah, he's
character.
A supporting actor, but yet everybody knows who he is. They look at him and I'm not sure they recognize his name, but they know who he is. But he's the only name I recognized in Licorice Pizza. But if you read the notes these kids who are in it, son is the male
Philip
lead.
Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, thank you. And then the Hyams, some kind of a singing group, never heard of them. I thought maybe
That movie's being sold by, from its director, not really the stars. It's getting good reviews. And as I was saying to you, Warfare, it's interesting because as big a movie as Spider-Man No Way Home is, this is what they consider Oscar season. So a lot of independent films get released in a big-time way with good marketing campaigns the end of December, January. I don't really feel it again this year. It's the post-COVID world we live in. Licorice Pizza is supposedly going to be nominated, you know, one of the strong movies for nominations this year. I just wonder how many people are going to wind up seeing that movie in a theater compared to ultimately.
Well, but you see, shouldn't they be given the opportunity to do it? I was looking at an overview from somebody. I thought of you yesterday as I was watching this person say how the trend is kind of like COVID. This guy was equating it to COVID. He said there are going to be people, and now it's going, you'll see the tide turned where the folks, and it started with Spider-Man. Spider-Man proves that people want to go see those movies in the theater.
Yeah, those movies, yes, but there's you can only make maybe three or four of those movies a year in movie theaters. I just want to point out, get some feedback from Victoria and Jay. According to Fandango, maybe the most anticipated movie of 2022 will be Matt Reeves' The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson as Bruce Wayne Batman and Zoe Kravitz as
I actually just saw saw that trailer.
Catwoman. She looks really good.
It looks great, and I think that anybody who really, you know, remember the backlash of the casting of Robert Pattinson?
Well, you always get that.
Gosh.
I mean, back in, I'll give you an example. Now, there's been five directors now attached to this Batman franchise, going back to 1989. Tim Burton, Joel Schumacher, Chris Nolan, Zack Snyder, and now Matt Reeves. There's been seven actors who have played Batman: Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Christian Bale, Ben Affleck, and now Robert Pattinson. Obviously, Robert Pattinson, for a lot of people, has been known as the kid from the Twilight movies, so there was some backlash. But these trailers look really good. This movie looks dark. They did three test screenings now, and the reaction has been really, really good. It comes out, I believe, March 22nd. And one caveat here, the CEO of Warner Brothers announced that they will put the Batman on HBO Max 45 days after the day it opens in theaters. A little bit surprising news there to me, but that is the game plan. So in theaters, March 22nd, 45 days later, you go watch on stream HBO Max. Do you like that idea, 45-day window, or do you like to see some? No,
longer.
I agree.
I think 45 days, I'm going to say 30 days is good.
Yeah, I know. It's spoken by somebody like
same day. Same day release.
Same
screen.
Day, I'm good with.
All right. Perfect. All right, there's Jay, there's Victoria, and there's Chucker. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.